We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. I'm heading off to Marshall Middle School later on this morning to welcome the sixth graders back to class. And tomorrow morning, Sherdell Breathette with Real Men, Real Heroes on the air with us. They're going to be doing something very cool for the students going back to Gordon Parks Academy as we get ready for the first day of school. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Let's talk about this girl, this really uptight girl, Susie.
Really? Okay. Let's talk about Susie and her nasty boyfriend.
Well,
nothing.
I guess she's been going out with this guy for about a month.
Uh-huh.
She hit us up. She spent some time at his apartment. I mean, look, they've been together for a month. They like each other. It's all cool.
Right.
So they spent a lot of time. You know how it is, new relationship. You can't see enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's got a nice place, but she hates using the bathroom, not only because he lives in a studio, because there's no soap on the sink. Now, these are her words. I have to use the bar soap he keeps in the shower to wash my hands. And it makes me wonder what he does when he makes a stinky. I think I know what she means.
Yeah.
Is he even washing his hands? He told me guys don't need soap to wash their hands after they do number one, but he didn't say anything about going number two.
That sounds ridiculous and a half. That sounds, no.
So she's asking us this morning, is this guy dirty?
Yes.
Should I end things with him because there's no soap in his bathroom sink? Come on.
What do you mean, come on, Susie?
If it was that big of a deal to her, and if she really likes the guy, carry your happy butt to Walmart and buy him some liquid soap to put on a sink. Don't break up with the guy.
I mean, that's fine, but he needs to use it. And it doesn't seem like he's got that mentality to where he's actually going to use it.
He's got soap in his bathroom shower. How many bars of soap does a guy need?
He needs at least two. Or he needs that liquid soap. And one.
So it's time for Susie to anoint him with her female ways and enlighten him.
What? Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
But it's no reason to dump the guy.
If he's not going to be cleanly, if he's refusing to take care of his cleanliness and his hygiene, I'm going to break up with him. That's disgusting. I don't need that in my life.
You're just an old stick in the mud. It's bathroom soap, for heaven's sake.
That's not being a stick in the mud, bro.
It is being a stick in the mud, sis. Okay, 869-1093.
That's just so gross.
I think the majority of ladies listening this morning are not going to dump some guy because he doesn't have soap in his bathroom sink. They're just not.
They've been only going out for a month. And she's already grossed out by this guy.
And I think the majority of ladies would take pride in, kind of cleaning the guy up, especially if he's worth cleaning up.
That makes no. That is not how we go. That's not how we roll.
Ladies, can I get some help here, please? Please, I'm calling.
Yeah, they're going to help you.
Ladies, please, your attention. Ladies. 869-1093. Call up. You're going to hear what the women of Wichita have to say. And they're not going to agree with you, Christina.
Whatever.
Jeez.
Jeez yourself.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. Susie's Dilemma. The Funky Boyfriend.
The Funky Boyfriend. That makes him sound nicer than he actually seems.
I don't think it's all that serious. Let us explain this morning on Power 93.5.
He's so gross. Basically, Susie's been going out with this guy for about a month. Spent some time over at his place. She's been hanging out. I get it. I gotcha. It's a nice place, she says. It's, not bad looking, but she doesn't like using the bathroom. He lives in a studio, so that's obviously not great, but that's not really the big issue here. The big issue is there's no soap in the sink. Like, none at all. So she ends up having to use the bar of soap that he keeps in the shower just to wash her hands. And she says she doesn't really know what happens when, you know, he stinks up the place. Is he even washing his hands at this point? And honestly, it's disgusting.
I just think you're just so uptight. It's ridiculous. Police.
No, it's basic hygiene.
The guy...
Basic.
He has his own studio apartment. He's living by himself. He doesn't have soap on his bathroom sink. So it's the end of the world?
Yes.
Oh, come on. 869-1093. What do you guys think this morning? Your calls. Let's go to the power lines. Go ahead, girl. What do you think?
It ain't too much of a problem when she wouldn't keep going over there.
Thank you.
But it's so gross.
Yeah.
And it's like so gross.
He's like his dirty
Yeah, she just told it like it is. I love it.
I'm just saying, long as she got soap to wash her hands, why she complaining?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's a lot of people don't put soap on the sink. Maybe they think it's too small, so they leave it in the shower.
There you go.
She's still washing her hands.
I have never seen.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you waking up and listening to us. She makes perfect sense.
No, she does not.
Everybody doesn't roll in your little perfect universe, Christina. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think that if he doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom, it makes me question how often he actually showers.
There you go.
Well, that'd be easy to find out. Just have him lift up his arm, and if he kills you with that must, game over.
Just kind of, you know, washing your hands after you go to the bathroom is pretty serious. You really need to do that.
So you agree with Christina. That's grounds for dumping the guy.
I'm not saying that you should dump him. I'm saying that you guys need to maybe talk about personal hygiene.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff that you learned back in preschool. Like,
yeah.
this is kind of normal stuff. But you wash your hands after you do a dookie. You just do.
Right.
Once you drop a little something, you got to wash the hands.
Do either one of you want to shake his hand? I mean, think about it. After you know that he doesn't wash his hands, do you want to shake his hand?
That's why I love the guy who invented the fist pound.
That's a good one. But you're still... have contact with his hands.
Yeah, I won't, but you know what?
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. The guy's got to have a little hygiene, but I still don't think it's grounds to dump the guy. But
no, I'm not saying that you need to dump him. I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
by any
I got
means.
You on that.
I'm just thinking that maybe you guys need to have a chat about personal hygiene and how important it is to both of you or one of you.
You're right about that. Thank you for calling. Thanks for waking up and listening
day.
To us. You yeah. too. Now go wash your hands.
Oh.
869-1093. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Pop Morty Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Drama this morning with Susie and her boyfriend having no soap in his bathroom. Now, he's got soap in the shower, but he doesn't have any soap by the bathroom sink. And now she's like flipping out about it.
Yeah, at least he's got the bathroom. Or the soap in the shower or bathtub or wherever it is in there. At least he's got that, but that's about all I could say for this guy. He's disgusting. He only has soap in the bathtub itself. He's dirty. He just is. He even said that guys don't need soap to wash their hands after they do a number one, which honestly doesn't make any sense to me. You didn't say anything about going number two, which makes her wonder, is he dirty? Should she end things with him because there's no soap in his bathroom sink? She can't handle it. She's asking us for help. She's questioning it. I think it's a deal breaker.
I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think everybody's being a little uptight here. 869-1093, we're getting calls about this. The ladies of Wichita, though, kind of agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
They say this is grounds to dump the guy. We got another lady on the phone. Go ahead, girl.
I have to agree with Christina, because if you think about it, hypothetically, he is sitting around with that in his pants, sweating all day when it's hot, and then he's going to use the bathroom, and he's got to touch it in order to aim it. So, I mean, let's just be realistic here. That's kind of nasty. Now you agree, don't you?
Well, you did put it on a whole other level.
Yes, most definitely.
I got the scripted. Exactly.
I just...
Yeah.
Okay. Admit it. We're right.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course you know.
Because you know, we're right. It's gross.
Yeah, after that, I got nothing. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, so yes, that is grounds for divorce, or not divorce, but that's grounds for breaking up, because that's just nasty.
Yeah. Deal breaker.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it.
All right. Okay, have a good morning.
Yeah,
bye.
You too.
She right. You can't even argue it. She right.
When she puts it like that, I mean, ay, ay, ay. Fire! Aim! It's Power 93.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.